Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Damon Oberoi, Intel Nervana AI Academy Program Manager, with me in the studio. Welcome, Damon.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Damon, we announced the Intel Nervana AI Academy back in November of last year, aimed at delivering more broad proliferation of AI capability to the industry. Tell me a little bit about the program and how we've delivered key capabilities through the Academy.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Academy has really grown a lot since we first announced it back in November of last year. We continue to work a lot with students. We've been doing live student workshops at a number of universities across the country and across the world even, where we get together with a large number of students at a given university and we talk about machine learning and deep learning and what Intel is doing in that space. We also have an ambassador program where students, particularly graduate students who are already doing some work in AI, they can enter this relationship with Intel where they get onto our NDA calls, they get access to our compute resources, they can get sponsorships for travel to conferences and other educational events and such. So there's a lot of benefits and opportunities available for students that continue to expand from where we started back last November. And then more recently, we've added what we're calling the Intel Nervana AI Academy for Professors, which really, as it sounds, is a focus on professors and what Intel can offer them. And so in particular, we've put together some curriculum on machine learning and deep learning. Definitely goes beyond what we offer in the workshop, which is very just introductory and sort of a short conversation with students. The introductory machine learning course and the deep learning course is pretty much a quarter-long or a semester-long course that professors can just take this curriculum and use it in their classroom. They can teach the slides if they want to, modify the slides if they want to, grab what they like out of this content. And there's hands-on activities that go with that as well, so they can just sort of hand those over to their students and have the homework already sort of mapped out for them. So we have this curriculum that we've put together, but we recognize, of course, that there's plenty of other topics and subtopics within AI, machine learning, deep learning that can be discussed and taught to students. And this field, of course, is changing practically every day. So there'll continue to be a need to develop more and more materials and curriculum in this space. So we have a program where we can offer funding to professors if they're looking to put a new course together, for example. And then we also have the opportunity, much like we go out and do a student workshop, we have something that is sort of similar that we're calling a professor roundtable, where we go and it's essentially a workshop for professors and their graduate students, where we'll do a tech talk for about an hour, and then we'll have an open discussion with the professors to get their feedback on the Academy, particularly if they've had an opportunity to partner with us and engage in some way. But also if they haven't yet had an opportunity, they can learn more about the Academy, learn how they can become a part, and then give us feedback on what else they're looking for. Because this program is just launching, and so we've got some things on the table there, some things that we're already hearing back from professors in the early going that are really exciting, but we want to continue to adapt and expand this program much like we have for students. And then the fourth option, of course, just like we offer to ambassadors, we, of course, can offer our high-performance cluster for professors if they're looking to do some experiments or projects, or if they have, say, again, graduate students who are needing that cluster. Those are at least four of the offerings that we have on the table for professors at this time.
That's fantastic, and that was a mouthful. And it really talks about the broad audiences that you're engaging through the Academy. What has the response been, and what has the uptake been in terms of engagement, both from industry as well as from academia?
Yeah, and that's a good point. I didn't even really touch on the developer side. The professional developers, they fit under our Academy as well. We have training, meetups, and other such offerings for the developer community as well. And I would say that the reception has been overwhelmingly positive. In fact, the student workshops, we don't hear from anybody that they don't want us to come to a workshop, because who doesn't want a free Intel workshop where we give away swag and we do training? Like, there's no loss for the university and the students there. So they definitely love that. I've even been, quite honestly, pleasantly surprised by how many professors are looking to engage with us as well. I've had some professors reach out to me saying that they would like some curriculum, that they're revamping a course, or that they would like some funding to revamp their course, or they're doing a project and they want compute resources. So academic side, definitely everybody is super excited about what Intel's bringing to the table. And then same thing on the developer side. We've heard really good things. They really like the training that's being offered, that the website is easy to navigate and find the material that they're looking for. They continue to give us feedback. And so we appreciate that, of course. Both the positive and the constructive feedback is really important for us to continue to adapt and grow and expand, as I've said, because we really want to make it most valuable for our customers.
Now, this is a global program. What are our global ambitions, and where do you see the pockets of engagement of developer interest in AI from an academic standpoint?
We have rolled it out worldwide, and we have a team in each of our main geos that is going out and contacting professors, that is working with students. As I said, our student workshops have been held across the world. We've got teams in Western Europe. We've already seen some good reception from the team in Africa, as well as the team in China. And we now have a scale team out in Japan and Malaysia. And so really the traction is across the board. And again, and India as well, I should of course mention, a big population of universities and professors there that are reaching out to us saying, this is really exciting. We're really looking forward to this material. Please share anything and everything that you can with us so that we can educate and train our students.
Now, give me a little bit of detail about what we are training for. You know, I think a lot of folks have heard about the introduction of the new Xeon Scalable processor family and its advancements associated with AI. We have a number of different product lines aimed at AI workloads, but we also do a lot of work on framework optimizations and processor optimizations for AI frameworks. Tell me what we're training on in the Academy.
So the Academy really kind of touches to all of that. So we've got the videos posted and the papers and the blog articles, the IDZ articles, I should say, Intel Developer Zone. All of that stuff is going to get into those nitty-gritty technical details of our latest products and our frameworks and optimizations and tools and all that stuff. On the side of the curriculum that we've put together for professors to share with their students, it's a little bit more generic. While we want and, of course, encourage, and that's why we also give access to the Intel cluster, we, of course, want students to be using our tools and frameworks and such. But even at some level, it's important to us for students to just get trained in AI and machine learning because this is an area where Intel is going to need future employees. We want this ecosystem to develop and grow because, of course, the more that there is this compute need out there, the more there's going to be demand for Intel hardware and even the optimized tools and frameworks that we've put together. The curriculum, at least a lot of what we have at this point, is sort of machine learning generic. It's Intel agnostic, but then we offer our compute resources free for students to use and practice on, and then they can see really that they can run their machine learning workloads on Intel hardware just as well as anything else.
How have we seen academia change in the last year in terms of their thoughts on engaging students in AI?
A lot of universities are seeing that AI is the next big thing. And if they don't take part in it, they're going to get left behind, or their engineering department at least will get left behind. Certainly it's relevant, of course, to data scientists as well, and even statistics and analytics, and the business schools seem to be increasingly interested. So those are ways where I think we're seeing it's not just hardcore computer science or computer engineering students anymore. It really is sort of across the entire university, but certainly business and other fields of engineering are seeing how important this is.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. One final question for you. If folks want to engage in the Academy, where do they go for more information?
Software.intel.com/AI. And from there, you can engage with the Academy as a developer, as a professor, a data scientist, student, whatever your role might be. There's training and material, videos, all sorts of information available right there. Software.intel.com/AI.
Awesome. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Allison. Take care.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.